Today is Monday, February 14th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, or, you know, those of you who celebrate. I'm just going to say, I love Mark, and I love being with Mark, and I love being Mark's partner, his boyfriend, his boyfy, everything that, you know, all the things that we call each other. And I'm looking forward to, you know, many, many more years of celebrating Valentine's Day with him. But I also want to say, for those of you who are single out there, celebrate being single. I know there are people out there who really get depressed on Valentine's Day, although I'm not sure that gay folks, I feel like getting depressed on Valentine's Day is more of a straight thing to do. Because there are so many advantages of being single as well that you can take advantage of, even on Valentine's Day. Big Fatty probably is taking advantage of advantages multiple times on this Valentine's Day. Anyway, Mark turned to me the other day and he said, "Hey, are we getting each other anything for Valentine's Day?" Because we've talked about this before. For any holiday where you typically give gifts to your significant other, normally he and I will say something like, "Oh, we're gonna buy gym equipment, you know, for the gym, or we're gonna buy a new couch, or, you know, something for the house, or we're gonna go on a trip. So don't buy any big presents or anything like that, because, you know, we're gonna do something jointly out of the joint account, you know, and not really out of the joint account, because if it's like a vacation or something, the joint account is only bills and maybe like, I mean, if we bought an appliance, probably we could do that out of the joint account. But anyway, so he turns to me, he's like, "Are we getting each other anything?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know. Maybe. And I didn't have anything big planned. I did consider. He's been wanting to see Adele because Adele is doing this residency in Vegas. And, you know, and so he wanted to see her. But the tickets are ungodly expensive. I mean, just horribly expensive. And he had, when they first announced the tour date, or not, it's not a tour, but I mean the residency dates, he looked and he said, I don't know. And so for a hot second, I thought, well, maybe I can get us Adele tickets. Because one of his birthdays, I got him Adele tickets in Atlanta, and I flew us to Atlanta and I did all this stuff. And he loved it. It was probably his favorite birthday since we've been together. But I thought, you know what, Valentine's Day, you don't really spend that kind of money on Valentine's Day. Plus, he and I are going on this Europe trip in July. And I just thought, well, yeah, I mean, when I say ungodly expensive, I'm talking $1,000 a seat for this Adele. And it's in Vegas, so we'd also have to fly there. And, you know, we'd have to take a day or two off work because we had to fly there, go see her, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so I decided against that. I decided, you know, if he says, hey, if he brings it back up and says, hey, I want to do it, well, can we split the cost or whatever? I'll do it. But I thought, you know, because if he wants to do it, we'll do it. But I thought, no, it probably doesn't make financial sense since we're spending quite a bit on this Europe trip. Anyway, so over the weekend, we decided we were going to do a Valentine's Day dinner on Saturday because so many people might be going out on actual Valentine's Day, and we thought, well, we don't want to do that. Maybe it's more likely that it would be less crowded on the Saturday before, which is probably every single person thought the same thing that I did. Oh, we'll do it on Saturday, you know. But we decided, and I said, let's do one where we can do a reservation. We don't have to wait. We can pick a time. And so we looked online, and there's a restaurant called Ella's that is in a hotel on the campus of our University of Arkansas. And it's actually a very nice restaurant, and they always have really good food there. They had a really good pork belly appetizer one time when we went there. They have steaks and scallops and like all the things you would expect from a nice restaurant. And so anyway, we decided to go there. And so we made reservations. There was a table at 8. And during the day, we planned our cruise. So we decided, okay, and I know I've brought it up, but I didn't get into a lot of details. I've already talked about this on Mix Minus, so I can talk about it a little bit here and give a little bit more details. So we picked the cruise. We are going on the Wonder of the Seas. It's leaving July 7th, but what we're going to do, it's leaving from Rome, but we're going to fly to Venice on July 1st, and we're going to stay in Venice for a couple of days. Because I want to see Venice, like all the canals and the gondolas and the, all of that kind of stuff. Like, I really want to experience Venice. And Venice was one of the stops on one of the other cruises. And I said, well, since the cruise we're going on is not stopping at Venice, let's just fly into Venice. So we're flying into Venice. We're going to see Venice for a couple of days. And then we're going to take a train over to Milan. And we're going to see that for a day or two, and then we're going to take a train to Rome. I thought a train would be nice because we'd see more of the countryside as well while we're on the train. And I like trains, and the train was really cheap as well. It's only 30 euros for a one-way ticket between Venice and Rome. So very cheap. Although the flights are cheap as well. You can get a one-way flight from Venice to Rome for 60 euros or something like that. So even the flights, but I just thought, well, we'll see some more countryside if we do a train. I want to do a train. So we're doing that, and then we're getting on the ship in Rome, and we're in Rome, or from there we're going to, I just put it on Twitter, actually. I'm looking now to see what I just put on Twitter. Rome to Naples, then a sea day, then Barcelona, then Palma de Mallorca, Provence, Pisa. So I guess we could see the Leaning Tower. Back to Rome. And then we're going to fly out of Rome back home. So we're just going to do Venice, Milan, countryside on a train, then cruise, and then come home. So actually, it's going to be one of the longest vacations we've ever taken together. I think we're flying out on the 1st, and we're not coming back until the 15th of July. So we're going to be gone 2 weeks. One day over 2 weeks, actually, because it's 15 days. So anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we planned that. We did a lot of planning. We looked at flights. We had to narrow down. We had a spreadsheet, and this was my doing. Like, I did the spreadsheet. I put all our cruises there. We ranked them, pros and cons. I think Mark kind of just went with what I wanted to do because I really wanted to be on this ship because I'm so excited about this. It's the largest cruise ship on the sea right now, on the ocean right now. And the amenities, I mean, it's got everything. It's ridiculous. So anyway, then we went to, after we got done planning, we went to our dinner, and it was nice. It was nice. It was with a wine pairing, and I always do these wine pairings because I'd like to be sophisticated and drink wine. I really want to learn to like wine. I don't really like wine, but I would really like to learn to like wine. So I especially hate red wine. And when you do a wine pairing, because you're not choosing the wine, you're going to get some red wine. There's no avoiding red wine. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. One day, maybe I'll do the same thing with seafood. I'll be just like, oh, you know what? I'm going to eat seafood until I like it. I'm not there yet. At least with wine, you have the added benefit of feeling a little tipsy at the end of the dinner. You know, you get a little, even if you don't really love the flavor of it, you get a little bonus. And so anyway, the dinner was great. I really enjoyed everything. It was a 3-course plus a salad. And I had a lovely steak with a puree. And the only thing I didn't really like on the steak, they had these roasted vegetables around the edge of the plate with a sauce and everything. And they had a celery root. They had carrots. I'm trying to remember what they had. But they had 2 different kinds of beets. And I don't think I must have had beets before. I must have. But anyway, they tasted like dirt. And I know that's what beets taste like. I don't know why people enjoy beets. I'm not really sure. I ate them because I'm an adult and I eat what's on my plate. But I didn't really love them. And they served red wine with 2 of the courses, both the main course and the dessert, which I would have preferred to have, like, with dessert especially, I would have preferred to have a dessert wine. But it was fine. I wanted to tell you guys about this one other thing. So we go to McDonald's sometimes. Anytime we go get fries anywhere, we get a burger and fries. Mark cannot wait until we get home. And this thing bothers me so much, and I have not told anybody. When he eats out of the bag on the way home, I'm wondering if he's eating out of my container of fries or his container of fries, but they're not labeled. And so I'm afraid that when we get home, I'm going to get the one that he ate out of and I'm going to get less fries. And it really bothers me. I mean, really, I don't say anything, but it really bothers me. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.